Dear boy, how are you feeling today? Oh, was it a long night down here by yourself? I'm sorry. I bet you'd like to take that blindfold off, yeah? I've been thinking maybe it's time. You've been here a few days now, and I was giving it some thought as to how you could earn your sight back. And basically, I need to have you ready and willing and lasting whenever I want you. So what that means is you need to be hard. You also need to last longer than me. Today, I thought we would work on the lasting part. I brought you some food and some drink, but you won't be getting any of that until we're done with our training for today, okay? It's just a little added motivation. And what else do you need to know? I think that's about it. You really don't need to know much. Let's get started. And maybe by the end of our session, your eyes will be adjusting to the dim light down here. Won't that be great? I know you can do it. You don't mind if I just have a little bit of a drink, do you? Oh, are your lips parched? Here. I'll just dip my finger in my drink and just trace your lips. Yeah, you like that, huh? A little bit more? Here you go. Here's another drop for you. Just enough. You know what? Take a sip. I don't want a dry mouth. That's so unpleasant when I try to kiss you. Here, take a sip. And there you go. And I'm also going to apply some chapstick, just regular chapstick, to your lips. There we go. Now just go like this. Yeah. Can you do that? Good. Does that feel good? Yeah. Feels better, huh? Okay, and I have one more little surprise for you. Here, I'm just going to run this down your cheek so you can feel. See? It's just a little piece of silicone, I guess. It's a cock ring. It's going to make things a little more challenging for you. That's all. But that's good for training, because when you train for real life situations. You overtrain. If you can not come with this on, this will keep you so hard and throbbing while I do all my naughty, delicious things to you. And it also looks really good, which I enjoy. So let's just put this on. Oops, sorry about that. Okay. Now. Oh, look, you're already hard just from me putting that on you. All right. Now, let me just warm up your cock with my hands. You're a little bit cold, baby. Nobody likes a cold cock. In fact, it's sin against nature. So I'm just going to use a little friction to warm you up. I know it is cold down here. I'm sorry. I'll bring you an extra sheet tonight. I know you've just been using that towel. Poor thing. I should have planned better. But, you know, when I had an opportunity to meet you. I had to jump. I didn't have time for all this extra, you know, bringing sheets downstairs. And so, how does that feel? Does that feel good? Are my hands nice and warm? Yeah. My hands are so warm, aren't they? What do you like better? Do you like the long up and down strokes like this? Or do you like the twisty strokes like this? Do you like two hands at once? Like that on either side? So when I ask you a question, you need to stop moaning and nod your head or shake your head, okay? It's simple, all right? So the question is, do you prefer up and down long strokes like this, or do you prefer twisty strokes like this? Okay, well, that's good to know because I need to know that for later. Yes. Okay. So I'm just going to rub the tip of your cock on my pussy. Did you know that I was sitting here without any panties on? I'm wondering if your nose could tell yet. Can you smell me yet? Maybe not. Here. Breathe in, baby. Yeah. Oh, that's a good boy. I just saw your cock twitch and jump. Isn't that funny? You're down here. You've got chains and binds around you. And you shake your head and you tremble when I come down. And yet, your cock jumps to attention when I'm around. And so, if your cock is hard, what's a girl to think? If your cock is hard, I'm gonna fuck it. I don't think you can call that the R word, can you? I mean, nobody is forcing your cock to get hard. Right? I'm just giving you a little rub. Just a little up and down. Just a little. Twist. So, here's the rules of the training game that we're going to play today. When you feel like you're going to come within 5 to 10 more strokes, I need you. This is very serious. Listen up. I've taken your gag out, and I need you to just say, I'm close. All right? If you don't warn me, that nice glass of lemonade that I brought down and that burger that you can smell will go back upstairs with me and I'll give it to the dog. Okay? I know you're starving and I know you're thirsty. So please, follow the rules. Tell me when you're close and we'll have a great afternoon, okay? Okay, so let's start training in earnest here. I'm just going to give your little cock ring a snap. How does that feel? Ouch. Ah, it looks so good though. Okay. Just a little hand job. Oh God. Well, you're already making quite a bit of pre-cum. Are you sure you're not close already? Okay, I believe you. Well, then I've got one more little surprise. I know I'm full of surprises. Have you ever heard of a Hitachi wand? I see you know what those are. I have one here. And I'm going to hold it under your balls. That might help get you a little closer. I'm just going to plug it in. Okay. How does that feel, baby? You like that? Hard, and it's really getting purple at the tip. Are you sure? You look like you're feeling very good, baby. Oh, that didn't take long. Good boy. Very good for telling me. Very good. So whenever you tell me, I'm just going to take my hands off, give you a couple of seconds. And then we're going to go right back into it. Up and down. See how fast I'm going. Oh. Looks like you've got the hang of it, yeah? Okay, good boy. Yeah, I just need to wipe off. You're just dripping everywhere. You're making such a mess. I mean, some people might think that that's sexy. But for me, a mess is a mess. And the maid doesn't come down here, obviously. So, you might have to clean that up later with your tongue. Anyway, let's get back to it, shall we? Okay, and with the Hitachi. Oh, you have so many veins in your cock. God, it's really quite nice. I can't look at that. I can't even fit my fingers all the way around it. It's very nice to jerk it. It's very satisfying to... Oh. Okay. Breathe. You told me you were close. And if I just run my fingers barely up your cock with my nails... Lightly teasing up your cock. And do you think you can tolerate that? Are you so close that one more stroke would send you over the edge? Let's see. Up. So lightly. Down. Up with my nails. Down with my fingertips. Up with my nails. Down with my fingertips. Up with my nails. Just tiny little circles on the top. Yeah. Right in your slit. Ooh. Fingertips. You're doing very well. Tell me if I need to take my hands off. Up with my fingertips. Into your slit. Down with my nails. Under your balls, little squeeze, press on that spot under your balls. Every guy has that spot. Oh yeah. And then while I press that, I'm gonna just take my tongue and just tease the head. Okay, you ready to get started again? Oh, no, you're not ready. Look how tight your balls are getting. Oh, baby, you are right on the edge. Doesn't that feel good though? Yeah, I love that feeling. Just hold on to it. Hold that edge. Breathe. Breathe. Feel your heartbeat in your cock. Focus. Don't let your cum come up. Focus. Do I need to squeeze the tip of your cock? I do. Okay. I can help you like that. I'll give it a squeeze. Yeah? Okay. Safe now? Okay. You're good. You're very good. You're being so cooperative. I definitely picked the right guy. The right guy with a beautiful cock. What about if I just give a little kiss? Like rubbing my lips up and down the side of your cock like that. Just letting my teeth slide against your skin. You like a little tooth graze on the side? Not too much, don't worry, baby. I'm not trying to hurt you. Just a little difference in texture. Oh, God. Look at your balls bouncing. mess you are. Just dripping everywhere. Okay. Take a little break. Little kiss. Rub my hands up and down your chest. What about a kiss on your lips? Soft lips. Come for me, baby. Come for me, baby. Oh yeah, you wanna come in my pussy, baby? Yeah. Ah, good boy. Well, yeah, you can't fall for that kind of language and dirty talk. You know that I like to talk dirty when I'm riding you or riding your face. And I need you to not fall for that. I need you to remain hard, not come, and satisfy me. You're basically my toy. And if you come before I'm ready, that's not going to make me happy. And you really won't have earned your stay. Right now, you have very little worth. In fact, I'm in the negative. All this training, it's quite tedious. So I need you to learn the first time and don't fall for the dirty talk, all right? I'm going to turn the dirty talk on right now and you need to feel my fingers on your cock and you need to listen to my words and I'm going to spread my legs so that you can smell my pussy. And I'm going to turn on the Hitachi. And despite all of that, I don't want you to come. Got it? Let's try. Oh, baby. Oh, God, look at your fat cock. Oh. Look how purple the head is. All those veins. God, I just need that inside my pussy right now. Oh my God, I'm dying for your fucking cock right now. Oh God, look. I'm just gonna hold it right here by my cunt. Oh, yeah. Oh God, baby, I need you to come inside me. Oh, you're getting ready to come, are you? Oh, baby. Can you shoot your load deep inside me? Please. Please shoot your load deep inside me. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, can you feel that cum boiling in your swollen balls? Look how fat your balls are. Oh, God. I've never seen such big balls bouncing. Oh, fuck, yeah. Please, oh, get out of your cum right now. Breathe. Breathe. Oh, God. I'm just holding you, and I can feel your entire cock throbbing. I can feel your heartbeat. Oh, and you're jumping and leaking like a fountain. Oh, poor thing. You really want to come, don't you? Oh, God. Should I let you come? Oh, God. I don't know. that would kind of defeat the whole purpose of the 30 minutes I just spent down here. I don't think I can let you. I'm sorry, sweetie. But you did really well. And you did earn that lemonade and that burger. So how about if I feed that to you? And then... You just taste really good. Sorry. Ooh, didn't mean to make you jump like that. You are showing that you have some worth, though, sweetheart. So that's a good thing. Don't be upset that you can't come. Okay? I don't know what those noises are that you're making. Like those moan cries. Those whimper whines. And your hips thrusting and trying to fuck the air. Baby, come on. I'll tell you what. Yeah, let me kiss you one more time. I think I have to squeeze your head really hard right now. That was close, huh? Yeah, baby. Sorry. Thought I could just get away with a little kiss and suck, but I guess not. So let's just take this cock ring off of you. Okay. And, so I'll feed you. And then maybe I'll come back down later, okay? And who knows what'll happen then. All right. Okay. I'm sorry. It's just, you're not gonna come right now. Not this time. So, here's the burger. I'll take one bite so you can see it's not poison. You know, I never eat this crap. It's disgusting. But this is quite tasty. Okay, would you like a bite? Here you go, baby. Good boy. One for you. One for me. Really not bad. Okay, another one for you. Slow down. Make sure you're chewing. You haven't eaten in a few days, but you're not going to die. I'm not going to let you die. Slow down. And you know, it's part of discipline to not eat too much. This is delicious, though. I do that all the time, you know? I go for days without eating. It's just part of being strong. Here you go, baby. Have another bite. Ooh, you almost got my fingers there. Calm down, for real. Okay, you want to wash it down with some lemonade? There you go. Well, yes, this is my special lemonade. Well, that's one of the advantages of staying at Hotel Horsey, is that you get to stay high the whole time. You've been here for, what, 3 or 4 days, and you've been drugged the entire time. I always share it with you, though. You know, you don't have to go through it alone. Okay. So, I think you did really well. And, you know, when your cock is hard is when you're the safest here, because you have the most worth at that point. I can use you the most then. At other times, when your cock is not hard, you're really not earning your keep. So it's important that you learn how to keep your cock hard for as long as possible, for the greatest percentage of time during the day. And that's what we're going to be training towards. Sorry, I ate most of this. You want to lick my fingers? Here we go, baby. Be gentle. So yummy. Okay. So I'll see you in a little bit. I'm just going to tie you back up. I'll be back for the second part of your training a little bit later. I wonder if you're going to stay hard that whole time. Look at you. You're still hard, even without the cock ring. Oh, I almost forgot. I guess it's time to take off that blindfold. So I suggest you close your eyes, because even though it's quite dark in here, it's going to hurt. I'll just come right behind you and undo. Okay, slowly try opening your eyes a little bit. How's that? Oh, it hurts, yeah. I know. You want to try again? Okay. There you go. Hi. You do have beautiful eyes. And they do kind of add to your whole worth to me. You are a sexy boy. I'm glad I picked you. I think I will be back in a bit. I'm proud of you. That was pretty hard, I think. Pun intended. God, look at you. You're still hard. I'll definitely be back. I just need to take care of a few things. I'll see you later, baby. Mwah.
How dare you! Get back here! This goddamn fucking ass. What the fuck do you think you're doing, you little worm?